Unstoppable. It's a powerful word to think about. Unstoppable is a word that creates an image in your mind of things that are inevitable. No matter the circumstance, it's gonna happen. I think of the rising and setting of the sun. We know that every night we go to sleep, we will wake to a shining sun, and we can watch a beautiful sunset before doing it all over again. For something to be unstoppable, it has to have an infinite source of power. We know that power source to be none other than the great Lion of Judah, who has and always will be unstoppable. He was unstoppable in his birth. He was unstoppable when he rose from the dead 3 days later, and he will be unstoppable when he returns one day for his bride. When we tap into that power source, there is no way we too cannot become unstoppable women for Christ. Welcome to the Unstoppable Women Podcast, where we're discussing how women can become an unstoppable force in every area of their life. I'm your host, Victoria Griffin. I, too, am learning and trying to become an unstoppable woman for Christ. Today, I have with me a woman who has been unstoppable since her call into the ministry at the age of 18. She currently serves as the coordinator of the Women's Missionary Band, and she has traveled the world, taking international ladies' retreats to many places. She introduced this theme of unstoppable in 2023, and I am honored to call her my mom. Sharon Griffin is joining us today. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Can you tell me how you became inspired with this theme of unstoppable?
Well, it actually happened in a very interesting way and an unexpected time. I was going through traffic in Louisville, Kentucky, traveling on the highway. I looked up and I saw this huge billboard, and it had only one word on it, nothing else, not an advertisement of a company or anything. And it just said unstoppable.
Wow.
And it hit me. It just, you know, I felt like the Spirit of the Lord just spoke to me right then and there. And from there, I began to just study on that unstoppable. It's such a powerful word.
It is.
And I began to ask myself, what is unstoppable? I began to turn it around in my mind and began to brainstorm with myself and say, you know, what are some things that are unstoppable? I thought a catastrophic tsunami. I thought of an unstoppable wave. I thought of a stampede of a frightened herd, or an unmanned locomotive that was just roaring out of control. And from there, it just began to build. I began to get into the Word of God, and I thought, well, we know God is unstoppable.
Right.
We know ultimately He is the one that is unstoppable. But then I began to think, the Lion of Judah, mm-hmm. Christ, the Son of God, who was that sacrificial lamb and is now the Lion of Judah, is the one that's unstoppable and the one that makes us unstoppable in everything we do and everything we say.
Yes, and I think that there's so many things that women can become unstoppable at.
Yes, that's true. We can incorporate that word itself in our lives. First and foremost, we're going to be an unstoppable woman for Christ. And by being unstoppable for Him, He also makes us unstoppable in many areas of our lives. It's His will to bless us in everything we say and everything we do. And His presence, when we make Him our center of our life and our being, we see His hand even in our home. We see Him in our families. We see His power that is so unstoppable.
Yes.
That begins to spread into all areas of a woman's life, not just in the service when she goes into the house of God to worship, but also in her ministry, in the way that she is always in an unstoppable mode. Everything she touches her hand to is blessed when the Lion of Judah is the focus of her life. And so she is unstoppable in her secular job. She's unstoppable in being a friend to many others. She becomes unstoppable in everything she touches her hand to when Christ is in the center of her life.
I love what you said. He puts us in an unstoppable mode.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. That's that idea that he can make us unstoppable in every area of our lives, like you said. Can you tell me, what does an unstoppable woman mean to you?
It is something I strive daily to always attain and maintain, in that unstoppable mindset that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That is something that I always want to look at life, every decision I make, that I am serving an unstoppable God. He is one that will equip us to be the unstoppable woman in everyone's lives as well, that they can look at us and say, she's got something that I want. There is, she seems to be bulletproof.
Mm-hmm.
She seems to be undefeatable in the things that she does for God and in her personal life where she puts God first. It's something that I think every woman, when we look at Christ and we look at how unstoppable he was, we too can mirror our lives after Christ and be that unstoppable woman that he desires every one of us to be.
And I think, like Christ, being unstoppable comes with having perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
And it means pushing through the hard times. So How can our listeners become unstoppable in their lives?
Well, first and foremost, we have to build that relationship with the Lion of Judah. We have to know him personally. He becomes our defender. He becomes our protector. We have to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first. And we do that by our close walk with him, by daily spending time with him, through our Bible study, through prayer time, through meditation, putting him at the forefront of our lives. In everything we go to do, we will put Christ first. Is this what Christ would have me to do? Is this what Christ would do? Mm-hmm. When we ask ourselves that question, we begin to make decisions that are then in line with the Word of God and with the will of God. We seek him in our decisions. We seek him in our problems for solutions. We seek him in our answers to our questions. And there's the power of God that we can be filled with, that gives us that power, that supernatural power and strength to overcome and to be insurmountable for Christ. And in our lives, Christ cares about our personal lives. He cares about every thing involving our lives and our hearts, in our minds, even small things. God is very much aware of our heart's desires. He's very much aware of our likes and our dislikes and our personal feelings and our secret thoughts.
Yeah.
Our secret feelings.
You mentioned, that even in the bad times, in the hard times, we can still be unstoppable because of the strength that he gives us.
Right.
And I'm sure in your life and my life and many others, we have all faced those times when mm-hmm. we felt like we were stoppable.
Well, exactly. And when you think about how do we become one that is unstoppable? Well, when you consider that, for something to be unstoppable, there has to be a force behind it. There has to be an infinite, you mentioned that, an infinite source of enormous power, a power that cannot be managed or controlled by man. But it's a power that is unshakable and everlasting and is divine.
Mm-hmm.
And there is only one that has that type of power, you know, the power of God, the power of the Holy Ghost, that becomes an unstoppable force in us when we have the power of God and the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost dwelling within our temple. We have that power for source or for service if we will rely on it.
Amen. Can you tell us a little bit about your ministry?
Well, my ministry started when I look back. Officially, I accepted a call into the ministry when I was about 18 or 19 years of age. But when did it really begin? I think in childhood. I remember as a little girl, I was very young, and something, you know, I'd found the Lord. And was serving God. I was saved at 12 years of age. But I remember the Lord would start dealing with me, and I would feel this unction, this urge within me. And it would say, read your Bible. Read the Word of God. And I felt that so strong that if I didn't do it, I felt like I was displeasing God. And so this became something that became routine. I began to pour myself into the Word of God. I would take notes at night. My family, I was just a young girl. My family would all be asleep. I'd be in the living room with the light on and reading the Word and writing many notes and studying,
mm-hmm.
You know, studying the Word of God. And as you know, after you reached the age of 12, I passed along.
Yeah.
That my youth Bible and all those notes that I took as a very young girl, you know, I took them and passed them on to you. So the hand of God, I felt like, was dealing with me and preparing me for something bigger that was completely unknown to me. So, you know, I was a very shy, very backward little girl. And so to ever, at the time, if God would have spoke to me and said, you're going to be a minister of my word and you're going to be a minister for me in women's ministries, it would have scared me to death because I was not one that wanted to be up front. I would be shy and embarrassed to do that. But God begins to groom us and equip us little by little, inch by inch, step by step, to where it started with just finding the Lord and then reading his word and studying it.
And I think that's part of how Christ makes us unstoppable. It starts small,
mm-hmm.
and then he begins to equip us, like you said.
I remember also as part of my ministry, when God officially called me at 18 or 19 years of age, I felt God speak to my heart, and I had an aunt who was a shut-in, and the Lord spoke to me and said, go have Sunday school with your aunt, and her name is Teenie. Go have Sunday school with Aunt Teenie. And so I said to my mom, Mom, why don't you go have Sunday school with Aunt Teenie? And Mom said, you do it. And so that was the beginning where I stepped out in my ministry, and I went and had Sunday school with her every Sunday. From there, another door opened. I began to have Sunday school then with two people mm-hmm. and three people. And that outreach, that ministering, they were all women. It just happened to be all women, too, that I was ministering to. And from there, the call came from my regional overseer to serve in several capacities of ministry.
Well, that is amazing how God took you from such a young age and taught you how to become unstoppable for him. I think that's very relatable to many of our listeners. It won't be immediately that you're taken to maybe these heights of ministry, but it can start small. Mm-hmm. It can start in Sunday school,
right,
or it can start by being a blessing to someone that's in need that you right. know, and making a difference in that way. I think that the key is allowing God to use you and move you where he would have you to be.
Always look for an opportunity to minister.
Yes.
There's always somebody in need. There's always someone needing a friend, you know, someone that will take the time and go visit them in a nursing home, or someone who maybe they're a single parent now and they're struggling, but you're there to be a shoulder for them to cry on or to lean on.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier unstoppable friend, an unstoppable friend. Yes,
yes.
We can all be that for someone.
Right. Who cannot always use a friend?
Right. We won't all be called to be unstoppable ministers, but we can certainly be unstoppable women for Christ.
Right, right. There's always something we can do.
Yes. Yes, there is. Well, thank you so much for being with us and sharing this inspiration with us. It has been great hearing from you.
It's been my pleasure.
Sometimes it can feel like we're being pulled left and right. We women are met with the demands that life greets us with. It can take time and energy and commitment, and it can cause us to feel like we have nothing left to give. The feeling of defeat can creep in and cause us to reach a breaking point. But Jesus has assured us he will carry our burdens. He will give us the strength to overcome. And through him, we can be unstoppable women. Join us next time.